Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
No one better to talk about the Milwaukee Brewers with than Tim Allen. He joined us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider is hiring drivers right now. For more info, call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. Tim, how you doing today?
Okay, guys, good to be here, and we see a little uptick of good positive vibes here in Brewerland, don't we? I mean, that's even though it's a couple of games, it's funny how the tide can turn a little bit, and then you look across the country there, and you see what Josh Hader did, and you're like, okay, was there a little bit of overreaction? Maybe, maybe not. That's up to you guys to decide. What I'm encouraged about, Toby, is last couple of games here is good, fundamental, clean, crisp baseball. Mm-hmm. And that's what you needed. And that's what every team wants, needs, and desires as you try to win a championship. Is you play baseball like that, you're going to win most of your games. Now, will you get outdone in good, clean baseball occasionally and lose a 3-2 game, and it was a great ball game, and they just played, you know, a little bit better, and they got the one hit that turned it? But yet both teams played that good brand of baseball. Yes, that can happen too. But as long as they play like this and they get beat on, you know, the other guy's merit that day, fine. I'm good with that. But this, you know, sound the circus music and the bump, bump, ba-da-da-da-da-da-da, you know, and they're throwing the baseball around, mm-hmm. and they're getting picked off and, you know, making bad decisions. Okay, that is a different story. When you play good baseball, you're going to win your fair share and more.
Well, and I was listening to you a little bit over the last couple of days with the games against the Rays, and you brought up that this team is an emotional baseball team. The fact that they can ride with the highs and they can be a team that when everything's going right, it seems like they can compete with these top teams. And then after the Hader trade, they're down in the dumps, and what happens? You get swept in Pittsburgh. So it's an odd thing with them, and now they've got a tough stretch. It's really going to test them. How do you think that fares for them going into this 13-game stretch?
Well, it could go in either direction as emotions go. And when you're just trying to bounce back off after losing one of your guys like that, and it did affect them, it appears, unless that was one hell of a coincidence, that they go 1-5 immediately after losing one of their guys via the trade. It can go in either direction, but when you get, you know, come from behind victories, when you get more smiles, ring the bell, things like that, that's a good sign. And you just hope that the emotional state is in a positive light rather than negative. And again, this is for Craig Counsell to, you know, now is not the time. And we saw it yesterday. I don't know if those of you guys watched the game on TV. Craig Counsell showed a little emotion in yesterday's game. He did. The few times they panned on him, you guys at American Family Field also that could watch the dugout, you're seeing a little more emotion. Why? Because now it's crunch time. That's why. And, you know, again, I'm a scoreboard watcher on opening day. I am. Because they all mean the same. But just dog days of summer now, you know, you were seeing some of that emotion, and when you get the uptick of, you know, a walk-off victory or a great defensive play in the 10th inning yesterday by Rowdy Tellez, or you get a clutch hit, Colton Wong, 2 days ago with a mid-game two-run, two-out, two-strike, two-bagger. And those things, that's the life's blood of this team, is rolling on that. Now, it can come back to bite you on the other side, Toby. It can. And that's, you're just hoping to avoid that. And just play the what-if game. If they get into a cycle of the uptick in positivity with that type of pitching, that type of emotion, you just don't know. Guys, you don't know. And rest on this. They're a good baseball team. And I think people sometimes forget that. We live so much in the moment here, and rightly so at times. I'm not telling anybody not to be pissed about the Josh Hader move. But sometimes we live too much in the moment to where we should, and I fall victim to it too, so I'm not innocent in this. I go crazy occasionally. But to take a step back and say, well, are they a good baseball team or not? You know, it's like an analogy would be, well, I want to win the lottery, and I suck because I didn't win the lottery. Well, take a big close look at that. And if you're comparing your lottery ticket to, you know, a mega bucks of, you know, 300 million, well, you're always going to be disappointed then. If you compare this team to, like, the Dodgers on paper, this team is like, the Dodgers are 44 games over 500. I mean, you're going to drive yourself crazy. So just analyze the team itself. Stay within what the Brewers are. And by definition, in a lot of baseball categories, they're a good baseball team, guys, and good baseball teams can win playoff series. You stay a good baseball team, you've got a chance.
Well, and that's what I've been trying to tell people, because this happens with the Brewers. It's happened with the Packers before. I think you recall under Matt LaFleur, his first year, they're 13-3, and you're hearing, man, this is the worst 13-win football team I've ever seen. And it's not necessarily that they're a bad football team, because I'm sure that got uttered by some people. It's that maybe they don't look the part, maybe they're not. Their record tells you they're 13-3. Look at this Brewers team. Are they living up to the expectations that some people had for them? Eh, probably not. But that doesn't mean that they're a bad baseball team. They're just not as good as maybe you expect them to be. And that's why, like you said, they are still good. If they can get into a playoff series, I think sometimes we get this idea that they have to dominate the playoff series and sweep the team. If they go up against the Mets in a NLDS in a five-game set, why can't they win one more than the Mets? We always talk about this in a series that it can go either way, and especially in baseball, Tim, especially with pitchers and guys getting hot at the plate. Why can't they win three games out of five against the Mets or the Dodgers?
And maybe this team, Toby, and I think you're right, but maybe this team, you know, they need to chase, okay? Just in a general sense, I think that the fan base embraces the cardiac crew sort of atmosphere, mm-hmm. right? And so instead of playing from the lead and, you know, like the Dodgers, where they're just a million games over 500 and they're stacked on paper and they should win the World Series. And, you know, we don't experience that much. And Craig Counsell didn't. And doesn't experience that much. Well, it's always been Chase.
Real quick, Tim, because this comes with being with the Brewers and the way that they have to build their team. How many of these guys have ever played from in front? You got to think about Rowdy Tellez. Has he ever been an everyday player?
Right.
No. He's always had to fight and claw for his spot. Willy Adames. Has he ever been a star player for a baseball team? Not really. Not in the majors. And now he's having to fight for it. I think there's only a few guys on this baseball team that you could say really know what it's like to be at the top. And so when the Brewers are in a chase mode, I think that kind of clicks with the majority of the players, because that's how they've had to be their entire careers, in chase mode just to get at-bats, and chase mode just to get on the mound in the majors. And when they're chasing and that's what they got to do, they're at their most comfortable.
And I think so. And that might be the case, because you can cite the example of, you know, fan sentiment is just a weird thing. I know I'm trying to buckle in for some really tough losses here. There's some stiff competition here. There's going to be some games that, or some situations that don't go right. But if you go back to last year, with a couple of weeks remaining, they had clinched a playoff spot, and then it was, you know, let's rest our players and let's stay healthy and things like that. So those games, did they mean something? Well, I don't know. You know, you could make the argument that they didn't mean everything, okay? From 2017 through September of 2021, every single game managed by Craig Council meant something in a playoff chase except one, and that was the final game in 2017. Every game from 2017 through late August or September of last year, 2021, 4 years of baseball where every game meant something but one. Everything was in chase mode. And everything was on the, what the Brewers do today? What the Brewers, what time do the Brewers play? Were you watching the Brewer game? This is a big game for them. And maybe this is what they need, is to be humbled like this and get back into chase mode. And I enjoy that type of baseball too. I mean, I do. When these games are magnified like this, like tomorrow night, 7:15 first pitch in St. Louis, one game dip. I mean, it doesn't get much better than this for entertainment, for sure.
Talking with Tim Allen from the Gene Wagner Plum and Baseball postgame show here in Milwaukee. Just a couple more as we wrap up here, Tim. Looking at the offense and how they've been able to get things clicking, do you think this is sustainable throughout the rest of the season? I mean, maybe not the high run totals, but at least a consistency on offense?
They've been a decent run-scoring offense for a good chunk of this season. And they're not toward the bottom of the pack in run scored. They're not. They're going to score some runs. You hope so. I do have an issue with, you know, things like Mike Brasso being your cleanup hitter against lefties. I mean, and this is no knock on Brass, but just saying that, I don't know, you got guys like, I don't know, you guys know the drill. Hunter Renfroe, that might be a good choice for a cleanup hitter, just saying. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think, and again, much of this is going to run on emotion too. We're seeing, since the All-Star break for sure.
Last one, Tim, got about a minute here. What do you think happens with the back end of that bullpen? Are we ever going to get defined roles, or is it just going to be fluid the rest of the year?
I the managerial style of how Craig Council has handled the bullpen has changed, because two main elements. One would be Josh Hader. So that's going to mix things up a little bit. And I think he's going to find himself making some decisions like yesterday, Boxberger. If that game was in April or May yesterday, Boxberger, bases loaded, one out, down one, I think he would have let Box go for one more hitter. And the sentiment would have been, well, he's one pitch away from getting out of that thing. Get a ground ball, double play, you're out the door. He went to Milner. What a brilliant move, number one. But, you know, that's part of it. The Hader is losing him and getting some new pieces out there. But the other thing is, I think he's still dealing with the DH part of this, Toby. I do. And that has impacted the Brewers maybe more than any other team in baseball, because he was so damn good at it, on when to pull his pitcher, when to pinch hit, when to double switch, when to go with a matchup out of the bullpen for one or two hitters. That style has changed now because of the rules. And so he's going to try and find himself. And yesterday was an example of that, where he's got to make a few different decisions now. And I'm excited about that, to find that out. I think it's every game. It's every decision. You're in chase mode like this. Let's be frank about it. You're on the outside looking in. You got to be the aggressor here, and you got to play every game like it matters big time.
Definitely agree, Tim. Appreciate the time, man.
All right, Toby, Adam, have a good day.
See you, Tim.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Here.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.